Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 30. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, anoint me, anoint the reading, anoint your word, the expounding of your word. Lord God, open every heart and soul, the spirit, the mind of the spirit, to receive the strength for another day, one day at a time. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's read.
Chapter 30, King James Version, verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? Commentary, verse 1 and 2. When Rachel saw she wasn't having any children, she became jealous of her sister. Quote, Give me children, or I'll die, she exclaimed to Jacob. Jacob flew into a rage. Quote, Am I God, he asked. He is the only one able to give you children, exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 3. And she said, Behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Commentary, verse 3. Then Rachel told him, quote, Sleep with my servant Bilhah, and she will bear children for me. King James Version, verse 4. And she gave him Bilhah her handmaid to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. Commentary, verse 4 through 8. So Rachel gave him Bilhah to be his wife, and Jacob slept with her. Bilhah became pregnant and presented him with a son. Rachel named him Dan, for she said, quote, God has vindicated me, exclamation mark. He has heard my request and given me a son. Then Bilhah became pregnant again and gave Jacob a second son. Rachel named him Naphtali, for she said, quote, I have had an intense struggle. King James Version, verse 9. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Leah's maid bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, A troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. Commentary, verse 9 through 13. Meanwhile, Leah realized that she wasn't getting pregnant anymore, so she gave her servant Zilpah to Jacob to be his wife. Soon Zilpah presented him with another son. Leah named him Gad, for she said, quote, How fortunate I am! Exclamation mark. Then Zilpah produced a second son, and Leah named him Asher, for she said, quote, What joy is mine! Exclamation mark. The other women will consider me happy indeed! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 14. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, Give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, Therefore he shall lie with thee tonight, for thy son's mandrakes. Commentary, verse 14 and 15. One day during the wheat harvest, Reuben found some mandrakes growing in a field and brought the roots to his mother, Leah. Rachel begged Leah to give some of them to her. But Leah angrily replied, quote, "Wasn't it enough that you stole my husband? Now will you steal my son's mandrake roots too?"
Okay, now mandrakes are something like avocados, and they are like an aphrodisiac, and also they're good for fertility, and that's probably why Rachel wanted them, because she was not fertile and she wanted to eat those mandrakes so that she could be fertile and have children. Okay? Then what?
Rachel said, quote, "I will let him sleep with you tonight in exchange for the mandrake roots." King James Version, verse 16. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar.
In other words, God blessed me because I gave my husband another woman for a wife. Okay, keep going.
Okay. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, "God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. Commentary, verse 16 through 21. So that evening, as Jacob was coming home from the fields, Leah went out to meet him. Quote, "You must sleep with me tonight!" exclamation mark, she said. "I have paid for you with some mandrake roots my son has found." So Jacob slept with her. And God answered her prayers. She became pregnant again and gave birth to her fifth son. She named him Issachar, for she said, quote, "God has rewarded me for giving my servant to my husband as a wife."
See, so God rewarded that. Amen?
Amen.
So is that against the law?
No.
If God rewards her for that? Huh?
No.
All right. That's a reward, because I gave my handmaiden to my husband for it so that he could have another wife to bear children for me. All right, and then what? I mean, that's what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Then she became pregnant again and had a sixth son. She named him Zebulun, for she said, quote, "God has given me good gifts for my husband. Now he will honor me, for I have given him six sons." Later she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. King James Version, verse 22. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb.
Well, so maybe those mandrakes helped. Amen? I mean, if you want to call that faith. But we have to have faith in the things that God created that actually do help fertility, and do help. He said that he put the herbs in the field for certain things. Amen?
Amen.
For man's health. So it worked. Now, those of you that want children, don't be running around looking for mandrakes, because I've never even heard of them in this country. Have you? Anybody?
No.
No. Right. Then what else?
And she conceived and bare a son and said, "God hath taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, "Send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to my country." Commentary, verse 22 through 25. Then God remembered Rachel's plight and answered her prayers by giving her a child. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Quote, God has removed my shame, she said. And she named him Joseph, for she said, quote, may the Lord give me yet another son. Jacob's wealth increases. Verse 25. Soon after Joseph was born to Rachel, Jacob said to Laban, quote, I want to go back home. King James Version, verse 26. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hadest before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? Commentary, verse 26 through 30. Let me take my wives and children, for I have earned them from you, and let me be on my way. You know I have fully paid for them with my service to you. Quote, please don't leave me, Laban replied, for I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because you are here.
Now, divination is that's why that Rachel took a bunch of his idols. They were idol worshippers, those people. All right? And so he was into divination, which is totally unlawful with the Lord. Okay, then what else?
Commentary in verse 28. How much do I owe you? Whatever it is, I will pay you. Jacob replied, quote, you know how faithfully I have served you through these many years, and how your flocks and herds have grown. You had little indeed before I came, and your wealth has increased enormously. The Lord has blessed you from everything I do! But now, what about me? When should I provide for my own family? King James Version, verse 31. And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. Commentary, verse 31 through 34. Quote, what wages do you want? Laban asked. Again, Jacob replied, quote, don't give me anything at all. Just do me one thing, and I'll go back to work for you. Let me go out among your flocks today and remove all the sheep and goats that are speckled or spotted, along with all the dark-colored sheep. Give them to me as my wages. This will make it easy for you to see whether or not I have been honest. If you find in my flock any white sheep or goats that are not speckled, you will know that I have stolen them from you. Quote, all right, Laban replied, it will be as you have said. King James Version, verse 35. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted.
Do you know what that means?
Laban went and took these sheep and goats that were spotted and gave them to his sons and told them to go 3 days away from there, so that he's tricking Jacob again. Okay, go ahead. Read it again.
And he removed that day...
Laban, okay. Hmm? Then what?
He removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons.
Keep going.
And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks.
Okay.
Commentary, verse 35 through 36. But that very day Laban went out and removed all the male goats that were speckled and spotted, the females that were speckled and spotted with any white patches, and all the dark-colored sheep. He placed them in the care of his sons. And they took them 3 days' distance from where Jacob was. Meanwhile, Jacob stayed and cared for Laban's flock. King James Version, verse 37. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white strakes in them.
Now, the poplar tree, in the Spanish, that means alamo. Amen? Mm. They took the alamo tree, right? Mm. And you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see it's Spanish and English dictionaries. Mm. All right? The Alameda. The poplar tree. Okay, then what else? He took the poplar tree and what else?
And of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white strakes in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. Commentary, verse 37. Now Jacob took fresh shoots from poplar, almond, and the plane trees, and peeled off strips of the bark to make white streaks on them. King James Version, verse 38. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. Commentary, verse 38 through 43. Then he set up these peeled branches beside the watering troughs, so Laban's flocks would see them as they came to drink, for that is when they mated. So when the flocks mated in front of the white-streaked branches, all of their offspring were streaked, speckled, and spotted. Jacob added them to his own flocks, thus separating the lambs from Laban's flocks. Then, at mating time, he turned the flocks toward the streaked and dark-colored rams in Laban's flock. This is how he built his flock from Laban's. Whenever the stronger females were ready to mate, Jacob set up the peeled branches in front of them. But he didn't do this with the weaker ones. So the weaker lambs belonged to Laban, and the stronger ones were Jacob's. As a result, Jacob's flocks increased rapidly, and he became very wealthy with many servants, camels, and donkeys.
Okay, so that was the end of the verses in chapter 30. Now we go into commentary.
Chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. A barren wife has reason for great shame in many cultures. Verse 23. Rachel accuses Jacob that it's his fault. In anger, he reminds her that it is God's providence, his will, to give a wife a child. Chapter 29, verse 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. 30, verse 3. To set a child on one's knees was to claim it as one's own. 30, verse 8.
Right. In other words, when they're having the baby, the wife is there like a... his wife was there so that the baby would fall on her knees, so it like, seems like it's hers. And it is hers according to the law. Then what? The law that was in that day, or the custom. And it was that way throughout even the law of Moses. Okay, what else?
30, verse 8. The wrestlings are a carryover of the rivalry Jacob had with Esau. His family relationships continued to reap bitter harvest. 30, verse 14. Mandrakes, like avocados, are considered in some countries to be an aphrodisiac and to induce fertility. They are a fragrant plant with a small yellowish fruit. Rachel's request is obviously faithless and does not work. God alone could help Rachel. Verse 22.
But I believe that it might have worked, because right after that she did have children. Okay, then what?
30, verse 22. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Remembered. He had compassion.
The word remembered here means that he had compassion on her, felt sorry for her. Then what?
30, verse 27. Laban learned by experience or by divination. Genesis 44, verse 5. Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing.
Okay, then what?
Laban learned by experience or by divination that he was blessed because of Jacob. He no doubt looked for omens. 30,
satanic omens. Then what else?
30, verse 32 through 33. Jacob offered to take the least desirable of the flock. 30, verse 43.
Right, because the spotted, the speckled, and the streaked are not the most desirable. Pure white or pure black or so on is, especially the white, is much more desirable. Then what else?
30, verse 43. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. God's blessings are always more than able to exceed man's defrauding.
Right. So Laban was defrauding him, and so he just turned it around and also defrauded the other one. But the Lord would have blessed them even more if they wouldn't be that way. All right, then what else?
That was the end.
All right, praise the Lord. That was chapter 30 of Genesis, and this is Tony Alamo, and we'll be doing chapter 31 tomorrow. Till then, keep looking up, and God bless you real good.